Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have a great story to share with you in this segment as well. It was fun talking to the Chancellor.
I don't think it's ever not fun talking to him.
He is a hoot. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting us. We love you, Concordia University, Wisconsin. CUW.edu is their website. You can find out more about them there and let them know you appreciate their support of the Coffee Hour if you talk with them. Live uncommon. We are heading out east.
Yay. I love the East Coast.
A place I have never been.
Me neither. Let's go there.
Okay. We should go visit our guest.
That would be fun.
We say that every day.
I know.
Because we talk to really neat people all around the country. Lots of Lutherans all over the world, actually, that we need to go visit. And joining us by phone today, Becky Reeve. She's a member of Hope Lutheran Church in Bangor, Maine. And did I say that right? Good morning, Becky.
Actually, no.
See, you know I'm not from there. How do you pronounce it?
It's Bangor.
Bangor.
Oh, this is the second thing I've learned this morning.
Bangor.
There you go.
Bangor. That's how it's spelled, so I should have pronounced it that way. I'll write phonetics on it. Becky, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So you are a member of Hope Lutheran Church in Bangor, Maine. It's, as I understand, one of three Lutheran churches in the state. Tell us a little bit about your congregation, Hope Lutheran Church.
All right. It's a mission congregation. As you said, it's the third congregation in the state. We are the easternmost Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation in the nation. The church got started probably around 1996, 1997, and we are still a mission congregation, and that will tell you just a little bit maybe about the mission field here. It's hard work, but we're still hanging in there. We have, on a good Sunday, probably about 20 people sitting in the pews, so you can get an idea of how small we are.
Is the Lutheran population fairly few and far between then in Maine?
Yes.
And I saw pictures of the church. Is it right on the water?
No.
that was not the right picture.
Something else.
I'm trying to think of what picture you're talking about. No.
We
are in the middle of town, close to the airport. Oh. It actually used to be an Odd Fellows Hall, so it's not some grand church with a steeple yet.
Well, I will have to go find that picture and figure out what it was. So then tell us, the article in the Engage magazine is about the Giving Garden. What inspired you to start this project?
Well, it might be a long story, but we had a book review by video conference with a pastor at our district office, Pastor Stahlberg. And we read the book. It's called The Tangible Kingdom. And there were four members of our church that participated in this. And we learned about how using everyday activities with the goal of building the community of believers could take place with anything, like activities like running a Couch to 5K program or a kids after school homework help session, anything that could engage the community and give us opportunities to witness. The book's premise was basically an image of concentric circles. You have the community, you have sojourners, and you have the believers. Obviously, the innermost circle is the leaders of the church, and the people who are, you know, witnessing and trying to spread God's message.
When did you think a garden was one of the ways that you could connect with the community? What was it that led you to this idea of a garden?
Well, I think I can't take all the credit for that. I do think that I saw the idea somewhere, but I but the four of us felt we were all gardeners. And the church had some space available, land available that we could clear and create a garden, a community garden. And there was also at the time, and there probably still is, a movement across the country of community gardens, giving people an opportunity to get closer to their source of food, right? So the whole food to table and things like that. So I think it was kind of a lot of things that led us right to a garden.
Yeah, that's true. I know the community gardens are quite popular here, too, and in other cities across the country.
Right.
Yeah. What were some of the ups and downs of this project? I know starting a project from scratch is generally never easy. And you know, there's things that happen that are good and that are bad. But what were some of those things for you as you started into this project?
Right. Our congregation is small, as we said before, so the volunteers are a few. That's probably the biggest down, but we have made a lot of progress. There have been only a couple people have signed up for a garden bed, and that was our first year, and we weren't smart enough about follow through, and so we kind of lost some opportunities there to witness. We still donated the vegetables. So there was good that came out of it anyway, right? So we have been donating the food to help with senior citizens in the area who have food insecurities.
So you took those as opportunities to learn from your experience and build on that and grow from that.
I'm sorry, what did you...
You took those opportunities to learn from that first year experience and grow from that. So what did you change in the following year?
The following year, we did just mostly emphasize on getting more garden beds built, to growing the vegetables and giving them to the senior citizens who needed them. This year, we tried to do a little bit more advertising and promotion, but I do think that the grant funds that we receive from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will help us create a lot more visibility and give us some funds to promote, probably more next year than this growing season. So, yeah, it is a constant learning curve.
How has this garden affected or served the community around you? You mentioned that you were able to provide the produce to seniors in your community. How have they responded? How has the community responded to the garden?
I don't have a lot of data on that, and they were grateful. I can say that. They were grateful, but I don't have a lot of data yet. That is still a new relationship I need to get. I need to build upon that, really, this year and following.
What are you looking forward to doing this project this year and in coming years? Things that you're looking forward to. Now that you have a base and some few years of experience, what are you looking forward to being able to do with the garden?
Well, as I said, I would like to. Build that relationship in the community a lot more. It's going to require my getting out of my comfort zone. but we also have a Eagle Scout, local Eagle Scout project, who is this individual is going to be building some garden benches. Mm. So I think with a permanent sign, with these garden benches, maybe some fruit trees, we're going to try to create a place where people can come and sit and contemplate or just sit and enjoy the sunshine on a nice day. So I hope to, continue providing the produce. I mean, that's a good thing. That's how we're showing Christ's mercy in the community.
What have been some of the things you've been able to grow really well in your garden? I don't know what grows well in Bangor, Maine.
Don't either.
tomatoes, I think we're trying squash, more types of squash this year. we have some forest areas behind the garden. So we've had, last year we had some trouble with deer and wild turkeys. So we lost some cabbage and things like that last year. So I just returned from vacation, so I'm anxious to get out in the garden and see how it's been doing.
You couldn't rationalize with the forest animals and help them understand that they're taking away food from the seniors
right.
are serving in the community.
Right.
It just didn't cooperate
they
with
didn't
you.
Yeah, ongoing battle there. Ongoing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It is a challenge, but what a story to be able to connect with your with your fellow members in your congregation there at Hope Lutheran Church, and then to bond together in order to serve your community and to use something that you love doing. You mentioned that you and a few other gardeners stepped up to do this, and
yes.
using these gifts and talents that you have in order to serve your community. And thanks be to God that you have the gifts to do that, and that now the resources to do that, and that it's continuing yes. to grow, not just produce, but also growing as a project and a way to serve your community. Becky, thank you so much for being our guest, sharing your story. And your story is in Lutherans Engage the World. So that is hitting mailboxes now. And Sarah, did you say that it's online now as well?
It is online. We'll
Excellent.
Put the link to it.
Excellent. So Becky, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you very much.
Now I want to go work in the garden.
Right, I know. I want to go grow stuff.
But maybe we should go visit Becky, because their garden
yes.
sounds really awesome.
I like that idea.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.